And I contracted this unusual sickness when I was 10 years old.
这病叫间歇性反常疾病。It's
called obsessive compulsory behavior.
因为这病的话，我一生从来没有上过课。And
because of that sickness, I never went to school.
我一生靠自修念完大学。I
learned all the things and through self-study even till the degree of college.
我13岁尝试自杀。
I tried to commit suicide at the age of 13.
16岁又自杀过一次。
And at 16, I tried to commit suicide again.
到我32岁的时候，我是在我事业的巅峰。
And when I reached age 32, I reached the climax of my career.
我念完我的博士。
I finished the PhD study.
我成立了自己的公司。
I had my own company.
在三年之内，公司变成是非常成功，在硅谷几乎每个人都认识我。And
I was so successful within 3 years, everybody in Silicon Valley knew me at the time.
是这个世界上人所追求的一切，我都已经有。And
I have received everything people are pursuing in this world.
可是我的病没有得到医治。However,
I was not healed.
我也没有办法过正常人的生活。Neither
could I live like a normal person.
所以我实在是不想活下去。And
to the point, I did not want to live on.
因此的话呢，我就第三次自杀。So
I tried to kill myself for the third time.
可自杀的时候的话，被圣灵击败。And
yet, while I was trying to kill myself, the Holy Spirit struck me.
我只听到一个声音跟我说。And
I only heard this voice speaking to me.
放下你的重担给我。Lay
down your burden to me.
我哭倒在地上，哭了一个晚上。I
fell to the ground and cried all night long.
不但没有死掉。Not
only I did not die.
我的病全部都得到医治。My
sickness was completely healed.
后来我结婚的时候，我们的家的第一个孩子3岁的时候患了非常严重的湿疹。And
later on, when I got married and when we gave birth to the first child, when she was 3 years old, she contracted something very serious.
我跟我姊妹跪在床前帮我的女儿抓痒。And
because she had this skin disease, she was itching all the time, so me and my wife fell by her bed and tried to ease her itchiness.
可是全身都是血。
But she was so itchy to the point she was bleeding all over on her skin.
我们都不知道从何抓起。
We don't even know how to ease her itchiness.
或者整个床单都是血。
And even the sheet on the bed was stained with blood.
我看到我女儿这么痛苦。
And I saw her suffer like that.
医生却不能为她做任何的事情。
Yet the medical doctor could not help her at all.
所有的药越用越糟。
And all the medication we tried to apply just made it worse.
我们只能哭求我们的主。
The only solution we had was to cry out to God.
就像圣经所说的。
Just like the Bible said.
人的尽头。
The wind end of man.
就是神的开始。
Is the beginning of God.
在祷告里面，主给我亮光。
During our prayer, the Lord opened my eyes.
我就找到一个药方。
And I was able to locate a special treatment.
我深信这是主耶稣给我的。
And I believe that was given by my God.
2个星期之后,
2 weeks later,
我的女儿就好,
my daughter was healed.
为此我们感谢赞美我们的主,
so we were so thankful.
过了3年,
after 3 years,
我姊妹怀第二胎的时候,
and my wife was pregnant with our second child.
患了妊娠糖尿病,
and because her, she was having diabetes due to pregnancy,
吃什么东西血糖就飙上去,
whatever she ate, her blood sugar would go up.
所以她什么东西都不能吃。
To the point that she couldn't eat anything at all.
这老二在肚子里面。
So the second, our second daughter in her womb.
20个星期里面才这么大。
Was only in the size of this much when she was 20 weeks pregnant, and the fetus wasn't even moving actually.
而且整个月都没有长。
And for the whole long haul, the fetus did not even grow a bit.
所以那个OBGYN有数次警告我们。
Therefore, her doctor warned us 4 times.
说如果不把她人工流产的话,
and if you don't abort the fetus,
这个妈妈随时有生命危险,
and cannot endanger the life of the mother.
所以在这个时候的话,
to that point,
不管你有多少的聪明才智,
and no matter how smart high you think you are.
不管你有多少的经济能力。
Or how rich you think you are.
甚至有多少的权势。
How powerful we may be.
都没有办法。
And nothing would help.
只有呼求我们的主耶稣。
Again, we can only cry out to God, our Lord.
主啊，你既然在我不认识的时候，你就来拯救我，来拣选我。
Lord, you have seen me even before I knew you.
你必能在这件事情上上一个完全。
Therefore, you can rule in this difficult situation.
你必能保守我的婴
儿。You are able to keep the baby.
我们就将凭信心。
So by faith.
我们就不理医生的劝告。
Despite of the advice by the doctor.
我们就凭信心继续努力。
By faith, we continue.
我女儿是6月27天、被人工那个催生。
And my daughter was delivered when she was only 6 months, 27 days old.
我们已经做了最坏的打算。
And at that time we prepared for the worst.
因为她连早产儿都没有资格做。
Because her life, the day of pregnancy doesn't even qualify to be called premature baby.
我看她可能是带回一只小白鼠而已。
I thought I just brought a little white mouse home.
而且一生的话受尽所有的那些各种器官衰竭或者器官不成型所有的任何的那些一些方面的那个后遗症。
And I expect that this baby is going to suffer all kind of medical consequences during early birth.
可是我还是非常愿意。
But I was still willing to do that.
没有想到女儿生下来的时候
，To our great surprise, when the baby was born,
22寸
，She was as long as 22 inches.
5 pounds 5 ounces.
5 pounds 5 ounces.
一根指甲都没有少过。
And she was not short of anything, even nails.
健健康康的，完全是一个很漂亮的小女孩。
She was a beautiful little baby girl.
我们只有说。感谢赞美我们的主。
You can only bow and say thank God.
因为神要给我们的，永远是比我们所要的更好的。
Because what God desires to give to us is better than what we can even.
就像圣经里面所说的。
Just like the Bible says.
眼睛从来没有见过。
It is something that eyes of men have never seen.
耳朵从来没有听过。
And the ears of men never heard.
你心中从来没有想过。
And the mind never comprehended.
他因为爱你的缘故
Because of love of God,
他要给你的
What he desires to give to us,
远超过你所想要的
Way surpasses what we could even ask
我们为此感谢赞美恩主
Therefore we thank and praise
每当我看到我的老二的时候
And so when I saw my baby girl
我就是永远记得神跟我的恩典有这么的大
Every time I saw my second daughter I always They always remind
him
what a great, great God has. So I told the Lord,
主啊，这样的主，我就要来服侍你。
Oh Lord, the great so big, I want to serve you.
我不要服侍地上的人。
I don't want to serve any person on earth.
我只要服侍你。
I only want to serve you alone.
我祷告了4年。
And we prayed for 4 years.
安心的等候主的带领。
And we waited before the Lord for His guidance.
一天我在午休的时候
And one day, while I was napping,
圣灵击打我
And the Holy Spirit struck me again.
主耶稣跟我说
The Lord said,
你去做医治的工作来荣耀我的名
And I will give you a healing ministry so that you can glorify my name.
我姊妹听到这句话以为我发神经了
When I shared that with my wife, she thought I was crazy.
因为我是学计算机的
Because my major is computer.
And
I never received any training about medicine.
我不是医生。
Neither am I a doctor. Medical doctor.
我也没有执照。
And I don't have a license either.
我也不会治病。
And I don't know how to heal people.
而且也没有人会来找我治病。
And I don't think anybody will come to me for healing.
所以这件事情看起来实在是很荒谬的事情。
What God says seems to be ridiculous.
为什么神要找一个这样的人去做医治的工作
？Why would God find someone like me to start a healing ministry？
我们就尽心祷告，寻求主的印证。
So we continue to pray. pray and ask the Lord to give us more proof.
圣经里面说
And the Bible says,
敬畏耶和华
those who have the fear toward the Lord,
是智慧的开端
and have fear toward the Lord is the beginning of a man's wisdom.
而且我听过耶稣的话
And I heard about Jesus saying,
我知道耶稣的话带着能力而来。
And I know when he speaks, there is power in his words.
因为我们就甘心顺服。
Therefore, we were willing to submit.
在当时是认为是绝对是不可能很荒谬的事情。
And at the time, when we first heard this message, we thought it was ridiculous, it's impossible.
可是我们就凭信心来顺服。
But by faith, we decided to obey.
所以呢，我就把我女儿，在这个湿疹的病。做了一个臭戒的妥协。
Therefore, I studied diligently about the sickness my first daughter had.
我研究了400篇的论文。
I read over 400 articles.
把湿疹这个病的来龙去脉解剖出来。
And try to understand the exact cause of her skin disease.
然后我在网上发表我的那个发现。
And on the website, I shared my study.
结果全球各地65个国家。人都跑来找我。
And therefore, people from over 60 countries came to me for help.
这些人的话都很惊讶于为什么这个医生都没有办法治的病，我对他有这么透彻的了解。
And they were so surprised that how come I have such a thorough understanding of the sickness, much better than the medical doctor would have.
我就通过这个网站帮助全球各地的病人。
Through my website, I was able to help many patients throughout the world.
那很多人的病都得到医治。
And many people were healed as a result.
尤其是没有指望的病。
Especially people that had disease that was out of hope.
他们尝试过任何的方法，而且在自杀边缘的病人。
Some of them tried many ways and almost about to kill themselves.
这些人的话呢，都得医治。
But they were healed because of my help.
而且他们常常要通过祷告才能找到。
And many times they can't find it unless they pray.
我现在举几个简单的例子。
For example,
在曾经有一对年轻的夫妻。
There was this young couple.
他们的到上海去审亲的时候。
They went to Shanghai to visit their relatives.
因为一场车祸。
And because of a car accident.
他的5岁的女儿就失去擅自的生命。
They lost their 5-year-old daughter.
这个妈妈 Lisa.
And the mother's name was Lisa.
痛苦了3年。
She was in such a grief.
后来呢，怀胎生了一个男孩。
And she was pregnant again and gave birth to a boy.
没想到这个男孩子的话，生下来4个月。
But the baby boy, after being born for 4 months,
全身的皮肤都烂透。
And his skin was completely rotten.
医生也不能为他做什么。
And the doctor could not help him.
而且4个月的小 baby 一个安氏也没有长过。
And this baby for 4 months long did not even grow a ounce.
所以医生认为这个小孩大概是活不了。
So the doctor did not have much hope for this little baby boy.
这个小 baby 的话除了哭。
And the baby could do nothing but cry.
不能做什么。
And nothing else the baby could do.
所有的奶就吐出来。
And whenever you feed the milk, it would spit it out.
早上他也哭。
He will cry in the morning.
下午他也哭。
Cry in the afternoon.
晚上他也哭。
And cry at night.
睡觉的时候他也哭。
Cry when he sleeps.
24小时不停的哭。
24/7 the baby boy continues.
他爸爸实在是很痛苦。
And the father was in such a suffering.
有一天这小孩子在哭的时候，他爸爸就实在是不忍心听下去。
And one day when the baby boy is crying so hard, the daddy couldn't bear the sound of the crying anymore.
他就在海山南部落的街上流荡。
So he went out and walked wandering on the street in Hasinahai.
泪流满面。
And he was tearful.
在车街上流荡的时候，他听到一些赞美的诗歌的声音。
And while he was walking the street, he heard this voice of singing praises.
他就被吸引了。
So he was drawn to the voices.
他就跑到教会里面坐在最后一排。
And he ended up walking into a church building, so he sat at the last pew.
痛哭流泪。
He was crying, weeping bitterly.
这就验证了圣经里面所说的。
And he really realized what the Bible said.
忧伤中为的灵。 神必不轻看。
God does not despise a sorrowful and contrite heart.
有个姊妹就告诉他。
Before a Christian sister told him.
你应该去找从弟兄。
You should go seek help from brother's hand.
因为他有医治的恩膏。
Because he has a gift of healing.
当 Lisa 跟她先生到我家里来的时候
，So when Lisa and her husband came to my house，
我验出她小孩子的整条大小全部长满葡萄球菌
，And I realized what the baby boy was really suffering，
而且常有内出血现象
，And the baby boy because of the internal problem there was internal bleeding all the time，
所以他排出来的大便全部都是血
，That's why his stool was filled with blood。
这种情况简直就是一点指望都没有。
And pretty much, I would say the baby boy was out of hope.
所以 Lisa 的话呢，就痛哭流泪。
So the mother Lisa cried bitterly.
求我跟我姊妹为她祷告。
And asked to me and my wife to pray for her.
当天下午。
And that very afternoon.
Lisa 就接受。
The mother accepted Jesus.
接受主。
As
her savior. 这就验证了圣经里面所说的。
And again, it fulfilled what the Bible has said.
没有得到医治，就相信的人有福了。
And those who without seeing but believe is blessed.
结果呢，他的小孩，我开了药给他，很快就好了。
I prescribed something for the baby to take, and very soon the baby was healed.
第二天，他大便全变成白色。
And very next day, her stool turned into white.
妈妈把他的那个大便那个切开来。
And the mother cut open the white stool.
那些白色东西就是那个葡萄球菌，全部都排出来。
And the white stuff we saw in his stool were nothing but the viruses that caused his disease.
那里面还是黑色的大便。
And inside the white stuff was the black skin.
过了三个月，这小孩完全得到医治。
Three months later, this baby boy was completely healed.
我们感谢赞美主。
We thank you and praise.
因为知道这是主耶稣所做的。
Because we knew that what the Lord has done.
他的先生也因此接受主耶稣做他的救主。
And as a result, her husband accepted Jesus Christ as his savior.
夫妻两个人就在那个教会里面，做一个团契的队长。
They became a leader of a group leader in that church.
带年轻人接受
Helping young people, working in the youth ministry.
感谢赞美。
We thank and praise the Lord for that.
有这样一个家庭。
A family like that.
爸爸是日本的一个望族。
And there's another family. The father is a Japanese from a very well-breeding family background.
妈妈的话的背景也是很显赫。
And mother also came from a very rich family.
这长野先生一家人就住在涩谷。
And they live in Silicon Valley.
涩谷是起伏呀。
They live in Japan.
这个吉布亚日本是最有钱人住的地方。
And that's the city where the most rich people would dwell.
你在这边住个小耳朵的话呢，你都是非常有钱，才有可能住得起。
And you had to be very rich to even afford a small apartment unit.
因为呢，那里全部都是石板。
石板。
Embassy.
Oh, that's a place that's filled with embassies.
是日本最贵最贵的地段，比银座还要贵。
The real estate price is most expensive in that city.
那边只要你有个小 apartment 的话呢，你就是日本的特权人物。
And you can afford a little apartment unit there, you're considered well privileged.
他们有个独立的豪宅。
And yet this couple has this independent mansion.
他家对面就是日本首相府。
And across from their house is the residence of the prime minister of Japan.
那你可以想象他家是非常富有。
You can imagine how rich they are.
这先生的话呢，就是一个很标准的日本人。
And the husband is a typical Japanese.
一生奉献公司。
He devoted his entire life to his work.
一年365天都在上班。
He worked 365 days.
一生没有请过病假。
He never even asked a sick day off.
也没有请过那个假期。
Neither taking any vacation.
早上晚上。
Day and night.
忠心奉献公司。
Faithfully, he devoted his energy to his work.
然后下完班
every day again, when you got off work,
他就把所有的钱拿去陪客人喝酒
and he would spend all his money with his clients in bars,
培养那个客户的关系
so that he can establish a good relationship with his customers.
所以呢在二十多年前他就送到公司把他送到美国
20 some years ago, his company sent him to this country.
就当那个一个厂的厂长
to be the general manager of a plant
管5000多个员工
overseeing over 5,000 employees
他家的老二有一天跌断了腿
one day his second child fell and broke his or her leg
这个太太的话就找那个先生 拿医药费
so the wife asked for medical, money for the medical expenses
这个太太那个先生说没有钱
but the husband said well I don't have money
所有的钱都喝酒喝光了
because I spend it all in the bars
那太太说这样的先生我靠不住
and the wife felt that I really can't trust this kind of husband is not trustworthy
她就去找了份工作
so she went out and find a job
找到东京基督教大学的图书馆馆长的工作
and she became the chief of a library in one of the major universities in Tokyo
可是那个校长跟他说
and the principal of that Christian university
你这个工作只能给基督徒
so that we can only give this job to a Christian
你不是基督徒不能做这份工作
because you're not a Christian we can't give it to you
他为了这份工作的话就撒了谎
so first you want to get a job so she lied
说我是基督徒
she said yeah I am a Christian
所以为了这份工作的话，他在教会里面那个当了23年的假基督徒。
For that very reason, she ended up going to church for 23 years for 23 years without really believing.
然后在18年前，她的女儿就开始患上皮肤病。
And about 18 years ago, her daughter contracted skin disease.
然后再过下去的16年，她爸爸花了$100,000去治这个病。
For the following 16 years, her dad.Trying to heal the daughter's problem, spending over millions of dollars.
在日本5个最出名的皮肤病的医院。
And there are 5 hospitals were known for treating skin disease.
都没有办法。
None of them could help her.
在伦敦的最出名的皇家医院也没有办法。
Even the Royal Hospital in England could not help her.
美国最出名的 Mayo Clinic.
And the Mayo Clinic in this country,
National Jewish Hospital,
and the famous hospital,
Cedar Sinai Hospital,
such as Cedar Sinai,
也没有办法
None of them could help her.
这并不但没有好
Not only she did not get better,
而且越来越严重
Actually, it got worse and worse.
结果最后的3.5年
Finally, in her last 3.5 years,
这个女孩子只能躺在一个榻榻米上
She can only sleep on like a bamboo mattress.
全身赤裸裸。
And she has to remain naked.
除了手指，全身不能动。
And none of her finger can move.
那白天的话，她大小便就排在那个榻榻米上面。
And when she needs to go to the bathroom, she has to do it on her bed.
然后她身上长了6个大狼疮。
And there's 6 big lesions on her body.
这狼疮不断流出脓包。
Each of them is flowing out of the yucky stuff all the time. So if you walk into her room, it smells like you walk into a dead person's room.
你可以想象妈妈一天工作12个小时回来之后，要做清洁工作的话，那是一个非常繁重的工作。
And imagine what kind of burden this physically to her mom after working over 12 hours each day, she had to come home and clean up her mess.
你要记得这个女孩子就是不能动。
You have to remember that this patient cannot even move.
她妈妈就把她硬拖到洗澡间里面去清洗她。
So she had to drag her to the bathroom and then bathe her.
然后要把那些脓包啊，地上那些大便、小便全部抹干净。
And all the discharge from the blisters and her her stools and her pee has to be cleaned up.
还有那些榻榻米都要洗干净。
And the mattress has to be cleaned.
这病人一天不如一天。
And her condition deteriorates each day.
有一天，她准备了6包安眠药。
And one day she prepared herself 6 bags of sleeping.
准备一下吞下去。
She planned to just swallow them all at one time.
她想说，如果这世界上有神的话。
She felt if there was really a God in this world,
求你可怜可怜我。
Please have mercy on me.
求你来医治。
Please heal me.
结果，他就在把他的那个 laptop 放在胸膛上，去 search internet。
So as she put the laptop on her chest and she tried to search on the internet.
She said the word miracle.
She looked for the word miracle.
结果有200个网站在讲 send a miracle healer.
And there are over 200 websites responded by saying send the miracle healer.
指的就是我。
That was me.
不，我从来没有敢去看那些网站。
But it was not put up there by me, and I never bothered to read to them.
很多人跟我讲过这件事。
But many people told me that.
我从来不敢去看。
I dare not even take a look at what's there.
因为约翰福音十五章二十一节说。
Because John 15:21 says.
仆人不能大于主人。
And a servant cannot be greater than a master.
仆人不能夺取主人的荣光。
And a servant cannot steal the glory of the master.
这样的东西。
Think like that.
对我只有坏处，没有好处。
Will not do me any good.
因此，我从来都不敢去看他。
Therefore, I dare not even read what's said there.
所以，这个女孩子就写了一个 email 说：“你愿不愿意去帮助一个要死的？”
Yes, this a girl saw this and she emailed me says, "Are you willing to help someone who's dying?"
我为了鼓励她不要自杀。
In order to encourage her and make sure she doesn't kill herself.
我每个晚上从十一点到早上三点
，from 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. every night，
每天准时从美国打电话到日本去安慰她。
I will call her every night in order to comfort her。
这女孩子是为了每天这一通电话
，and in order to wait for my phone call every night，
她就是耐心等待了半年。
She patiently waited for over 6 months。
我把她的病的所有的根源都找出来
，and I was able to find the cause of her sickness。
要把所有她的需要的各方面的营养都补充。
And I also help her to take all the supplements that she needs.
这病反反复复，好好坏坏。
And her condition goes up and down repeatedly.
有一天，这女孩子打电话给我。
And one day, this girl called me.
她说：“你给我一个理由，为什么我不能死？”
She said, "Give me a reason why I shouldn't kill myself."
我的未婚夫看到我的病没有指望。
My fiance realized I had no hope to live on.
来解除婚宴。
So he came to cancel the engagement.
跟别的女人跑了。
And he actually went away with somebody else.
我的病眼看的话，离开完全康复，还有108,000里那么远。
And look at my condition. Just doesn't look like I will get healed soon.
我已经35岁了，我不能再等了。
I'm already 35 years old. I don't want to wait anymore.
然后我爸爸，回来参加我祖母的葬礼。
And my father just returned from my grandma's funeral.
看到我祖母皮包骨的尸体。
And because my grandma was very skinny.
不相信她是肝癌死掉的。
He did not believe that my grandma died of liver cancer.
以为是我妈妈硬硬活活把她饿死。
He thought my mom just starved my grandma to death.
所以分那个家族的产业的时候。
So when he passed out the inheritance.
每个人都分了一份，就是他的妻子，就是那个女孩子的妈妈没有。
Everyone was entitled to a share except my mom.
而且当众羞辱她。
Also, he insulted her publicly.
所以听说他妈妈一夜之间头发就白了。
And therefore, her hair turned gray overnight.
这两个人就闹离婚。
And my parents wanted to divorce now.
因为你知道他妈妈23年被他先生冷落，先生一到了美国，在美国工作23年，对自己的妻子不闻不问。
You know, because the father was sent by the government to come over here for 20-some years. During those 20-some years, he never even bothered to find out what his wife and children needed.
他都可以忍受。
And this wife endured for 20-some years like that.
可是这个。当众的羞辱，他实在没有办法再接受。
But when the husband insulted her publicly, not publicly, she couldn't take it anymore.
所以她坚决决定要离婚。
So she was determined that she wanted a divorce.
所以那个又跟我说。
Therefore, this girl told me.
这一来的话呢，我们只能到河边去杂鱼。
If that happens, the only thing we could do is move to the riverside.
那我根本活不下去。
Because there's no way we can survive.
我最好是趁早两断。
Might as well I kill myself now.
我跟他说。
So I told her.
什么样的男人在你最需要的时候把你抛弃？
And whoever dropped you at the time you need him the most.
就像你的鞋底破了一个大洞一样。
Just consider like there's a hole at the bottom of your shoe.
没有人会去珍惜这样一双的破鞋。
No one will bother to keep a pair of shoes like that anymore.
丢掉一点也不可惜。
Don't feel sorry that you lose it.
而且神允许的话。
If God allows this to happen to you.
这是因为神爱你的关系。
All because God loves you.
你要嫁给这样的男人的话
，Imagine if you married to someone like that。
他恐怕是为了你家里的家族的钱，而不是为了你。
Maybe he want to marry because of your wealth, not because of you。
所以神爱你，才让这事成就。
But God loves you, that's why things are happening like this。
神既然关一道门
，Since God shut the door for you，
还有另外一道更宽的门等着你。
You will for sure open another big door。
所以你不要觉得。被抛弃，你应该感谢赞美主。
Therefore, don't feel sorry for yourself that being abandoned, but instead you should be thankful to the Lord for it.
因为你的病被治了十六年，被误诊了十六年。
That you have been misdiagnosed for over 16 years.
全身的免疫机制全部被彻底破坏。
And your immunity system is completely destroyed from that.
要把它治好不是一夜之间的事情。
It doesn't take just one night to heal you.
你现在是陷在一个黑暗的深洞里面。
Now you feel you're trapped in this big and dark hole.
四处都是黑暗。
You see nothing but darkness around you.
可是只有出口有光亮。
But you know light can only be seen when you're about to come out.
你陷得越深。
The deeper you are in.
那个光线就越弱。
Of course, the light will be dimmer.
这个路就要越长。
And the path to the opening is longer.
可是这个光虽然很微弱
，The light may be very dim to you right now.
它代表神
，But it represents God.
它代表希望
，It represents hope for you.
它代表医治
，Healing for you.
它代表出口
，The opening out of the
darkness. 你必须把你的眼目一直望着那个光线。
So you need to focus your attention to the dim light in the dark.
不管这个隧道有多深
，It doesn't matter how deep you're in this.
你的眼目望着那个光。
Focus on the light.
你总有一天要走出来。
One day you will walk out of the darkness.
你现在治病有好有坏。
And now your situation goes up and down.
这些好的就是光亮。
All the up are light.
那些不好的就是黑暗。
All the downs you experience are not good.
你只看坏不看好。
Don't focus on the darkness.
你会陷在黑暗里面。
Then otherwise you'll be continued trapped in the dark.
永远都不能出来。
You cannot get out of it.
听懂。
So she understood what I was saying.
可是我现在河边的话，怎么治这个病呢
？She said, if I end up moving to the riverside, how can I afford to treat you?
我爸爸要找我中公证人。
And my father is trying to find a notary.
他爸爸就去跟他讲他妈妈不好。
Oh, my father is trying to win me over and tell me all the wrongdoings of my mom.
我妈妈也来。讲我爸爸的坏话。
At the same time, my mom did the same thing to me about my father.
两个人都要找我当他们的 supporter.
And both of my parents want me to support them.
我帮谁都不对。
And I just don't know which one to help.
我帮谁都不好。
And it doesn't do anybody any good to help either side.
离婚书已经签了。
They already signed a divorce paper.
现在该怎么办
？So what should I do now?
我跟他说。
And I share with her.
人不能改变你。
Whatever man cannot change.
只有神能改变。
God can change.
如果你愿意相信。
If you are willing to believe.
你求主。
Pray to the Lord.
他必应许你。
Ask him and he will surely answer.
有这么好的事情吗
？Is there something so great?
我也不会祷告。
I don't know how to pray.
我也不是基督徒。
I'm not a Christian.
神能够做这么奇妙的工作
Can God do something so wonderful?
说那你当初是怎么找到我的呢
As a for example, how did you find me in the first place?
那你全世界的九大医院都见过谁都不能治你的病现在这个人一万两千里的距离 这么远也没见过你，怎么能治你？这不是神的奇妙是什么呢？
So to consider that God's miracle that none of the nine great hospitals in this world could help you, but you actually found He who was living over 12,000 miles away from your place.
所以如果你真的感受到今天是神的恩典、神的爱在这里。
If you admit that what happened to you is the grace and love of God,
你就大胆的祷告。
Then pray boldly to God.
只要你是出自于你的心里的话，
as long as you pray from your heart sincerely,
神必垂听。
God will surely listen.
结果第二天的话，早上三点半电话就响。
The next day, at 3:30 a.m. my phone rang.
我知道是他。
I knew it was her.
所以接电话就说，哎， Sam.
So I picked the phone and she said, Sam.
神是真的。
God is real.
哦，你怎么这么快就知道了？
And how did you find out so fast?
他说我跟神说，如果你是真的，你就想证明给我看。
She said, you know, I said, God, you real? Can you just send down a thunder?
一个闪电就打到他家的窗口上。
And right away, a thundering a flash hit her window.
他吓坏了。
She was so shocked and scared.
他说你赶快去跟你妈妈分享啊。
And so then go share it with your mom.
他们两母女的话就抱在一起哭，跪在地上。
She went to her mom, they cried together and they knelt down together.
那就跟那个主耶稣说。
And they told Jesus.
我妈妈虽然是基督徒23年。
My mom has been to be a Christian for 23 years.
但是根本不认识你。
But she had no idea who you are.
你也不会想出来给她看。
Can you do her a favor and now send down another thunder or lightning?
一个小时之后
，An hour later，
一个闪电打到他家的门口上
，Another lightning hit their door。
所以母女两个人就打电话来找我。
So both the mother and daughter decided to call me。
他们说我们看见了。
So they said, "Now, now we see."
这23年的假基督徒真不好做。
And it has been such a struggle to be a fake Christian for 20-some years。
现在我们真的知道神是真实的。
But now we know God is real。
可是我该怎么办？
But now, what should we do?
我说，你愿意相信神，那你就应该信托神，神就能为你主持公正。
And if you're willing to believe in God and just trust Him, He will do the right thing for you.
你不能改变你先生。
There's no way you can change your husband on your own.
可是神却能改变他。
But God is able to change him.
那你要知道。
You have to know this.
圣经里面有一句话说
Bible says,
不可含怒到之过
Do not hold your anger to a sunset.
因为呢如果你这样做
Because when you do this,
这些苦毒不平
All the anger, all the bitterness,
这些委屈
And all the bitter feelings,
这些不好的东西
All the bad things,
就会在你的心中扎根
Will start finding roots,
长成一棵古树
Before you know, you will grow into a big tree.
这个树就结着苦的果子。
And this tree will yield many bitter fruits.
所以每个果子的话都会捆绑你。
And every fruit will become a bondage to you.
你要在太阳下山之前。
Therefore, before the sun sets.
把它赶出去。
Cast out all the anger.
那你要愿意顺服主。
But you have to be willing to obey what God says.
为你的先生祷告。
Now pray for your husband.
求主释放他。
Ask the Lord to deliver him.
你就看到神迹就会显现。
Then you will witness miracles yourself.
他在那边之后说，好，我来试试看。
And the wife heard my advice. She said, "Okay, I will try it."
结果他一祷完告。
After she finished prayer.
他的儿子从土耳其回来。
Her son returned from Turkey.
就是那个小时候摔断腿没有钱去付医药费的老二。
And that was the son who broke his leg when he was little, and she could not afford to take him to the hospital and heal him.
这年轻人只有29岁。
He was only 29 years old then.
是全日本最年轻的科学院士。
And yet he was the youngest and most outstanding scientist in the government run bureau.
我在京都看到他的时候，从来没有看过这么一个喜乐的年轻人。
I have never saw a young man filled with joy.
他住的那个乡下地方，连马桶都没有。
He lives in a place in suburban, doesn't even have the proper restroom equipment. He did not have light or toilet.
夫妻两个人都是博士，原来是京都大学的教授。
Both he and his wife were PhD holders teaching in the Jinju University.
愿意住在那么穷乡僻壤。 的地方。
But they choose to live in a suburb or poor area.
一生奉献给那个土壤改良的工作。
And devote their whole life to improve the quality of soil.
一年四次，他要到土耳其去研究那个土壤，改变土壤。
And four times a year, he had to go to Turkey to study further the quality of soil.
他去过的地方都是鸟不拉屎的地方。
And the places he would visit were places even birds don't want to bother to go.
原因就是要改变那个农收。
And then his purpose is to try to improve the quality of soil so they improve the harvest.
所以这是真是非常有爱心。
Therefore, this young man is someone who is filled with love.
这爸爸当然是把这个儿子当成是一个宝贝。
Of course, the father cherished a son like that.
哎，他回来了，从土耳其就回来了。
One day, this young man came back from Turkey.
告诉爸爸说。
Told his father.
祖母不是被饿死。
You know, father, grandma was not starved to death.
你在美国工作23年，对家里不闻不问。
You did not even bother to find out anything happened to us while we were in the U.S.We call you, you didn't even want to answer.
祖母是肝癌死掉。
Don't you know grandma died of liver cancer?
所以这爸爸就觉得理亏。
And the father feel kind of embarrassed.
这个婚就没有离成。
So, he decided not to divorce.
可是呢，过了几天。
Few days later.
因为他太太跟他闹离婚的事情。
Because the quarrel between he and his wife about the work.
本来是请假两个星期就。
He originally took off 2 weeks from work.
办完三次就要回到公司。
Because he planned to finish journal and return right away to the United States.
这是生平第一次请假。
That was his very, very first leave from work ever.
因为他太太要闹着跟他离婚的事。
But because his wife wanted to divorce him.
不能。及时回去。
He could not return to work in time.
都待了一个星期。
He stayed at one extra week.
结果一个电话打过来。
And he received a phone call.
说你不用回来了。
Just don't bother to come back to work.
你就提早退休吧。
Why don't you retire early?
他整个人就傻掉。
And he was so shocked at that.
主的管教当场就临到他。
And you can see God was punishing him right there. God was disciplining him.
他打回美国的。工厂
And he called back the plant in this country.
连接线员都不认识他。
And even the reception refused to recognize.
平时对他毕恭毕敬的手下。
And people that used to honor him all the time.
没有人卖他的账。
Nobody bothered to help him.
一夜之间，他就从最高处。
So like overnight, he fell from the highest point.
一个大厂长。
The general manager of this big factory.
到没有人愿意接他电话。
And fell to the lowest level that no one even bothered to listen to his phone call.
我们的神是公义的。
And we have to say our God is righteous.
他要管教。
He judges fairly and he disciplines.
所以爸爸一夜之间就变成无业游民。
So overnight his father lost his job.
也就只能待在家里。
He could only stay home.
这个女孩子的病的话，就开始扭转过来。
And then his daughter's sickness started to improve.
过了一阵子。
And after a while.
这女孩子打电话来。
This daughter called.
说我爸爸到公园去散步去了。
Tell me, said, oh, you know, my father's taking a walk in the park.
就快回来了。
He's coming home soon.
我们已经把他的行李呢，打包了两个大皮箱，丢在马路口去了。
We had packed all his belongings into two big luggages and we just left at the door.
这还有一个地图。
And we also gave him a map.
让他到哪个那个河边可以扎营。
Showing him where he can go to settle by the river bank.
哪个地方可以找到彩电的大盒子。Color TV box.
Oh, where he can find those empty boxes from for color TV.
你知道 color TV 的盒子很大，能够住在里面。就是在天桥下面哈，很多日本人失业之后呢，他付不起房租，他在天桥下面拿个彩电盒子在那里打。
It's very common in Japan for a man who lost his job and cannot afford a dwelling place, he will find a big empty box and find a spot under the bridge and stay there.
然后把那个门的锁也换了。
And we also replace the lock.
所以我爸爸回来的那钥匙就不在那个外面了。
So his key won't work anymore. He cannot come back in.
他说：“你告诉我这些为什么呢？”
I said, "Why did you bother to tell me this?"
他说：“我爸的话回来像个将军一样。”
You don't know when he returns to the house, he's like a general.
就逼我们做这做那个。
He will order us around.
我们跟没他在认识他已经习惯了。
We're so used to life without him.
现在住在家里，多住半秒钟我们也受不了。
We're gonna go crazy if we stay in this house.
我们都快疯掉了。
We're going wild.
Do you?你到底相不相信有神？
So I said, you, do you truly believe in God?
我相信啊。
Yeah, I do.
那你到底有没有念圣经呢？
I said, do you read the word of God?
有啊，我有念啊。
Yeah, I do.
因为我送了他们两本圣经。
Because I gave them two Bibles.
那你有没有看十诫呢？
And I said, did you read there's this thing called Ten Commandments?
他就好像我说你知道十诫第四诫讲什么？
And I said, do you know what's in the Ten Commandments number four?
第四诫讲什么？
She said what?
他说你要孝顺你的父母。
To honor your parents.
你现在把你爸爸赶到河边去。
And now you're kicking your dad out of the house.
你的病不得医治。
I don't think you'll be healed.
他已经吓昏了。
And she was so surprised.
赶快把他爸爸的那些行装都拿回来。
Immediately she went out of the door and picked up all the luggage of her dad.
他爸爸自始至终都不知道曾经被太太跟女儿赶到河边去。
For the whole time, Dad had no idea his own wife and daughter were kicking him out.
再过几个月
，A few months later,
这个女孩子就完全康复了。
This daughter was completely healed.
他爸爸呢就写了一张支票
，And the daddy wrote a check.
跟一张谢函
，And a thank you card.
说我知道你是不是神。
And to me, by saying, I know you're a servant of God.
不是为了钱。
You don't do this for the sake of money.
但是我们还是要献上这支票，请你验了。
But for a small token of thanks, we want you to accept it.
九年来，我治过好几千个人。
And I've helped over 1,000 people in the past 9 years.
包括国王。
Including an emperor.
王太子。
And a prince.
公主。
And princess.
300个医生。
Over 300.
500个药剂师
and 500 some pharmacists.
全球65个国家
over 65 countries worldwide.
主耶稣
Lord Jesus.
通过我
through me.
治过150个人所不能治的病
healed over 150 patients where whom doctor had given up.
很多人在得医治之后的话，整个教会更新。
And many people, after they were healed, their church received a renewing spirit.
或者整个家庭得到更新。
Or entire family was renewed in the.
或者个人得到更新。
Or personally, they were renewed.
因此，很多奉献。
Therefore, they offered a lot.
从五块钱。
From $5.
到$100,000都有。
$200,000.
我从来都不敢去拿。
And I never dared to accept it.
因为主耶稣没有吩咐。
Because the Lord did not ask me to accept.
医治是神的白白的恩典。
Because healing is a gift from God.
曾经有一个太太寄了一张$100,000的支票给我。
Once there was this lady sent me a check at the amount of $100.
因为我没有接纳，她就很生气。
Because I rejected, she was very mad.
我说你要在圣经里面找到说有哪个使徒治病拿了人家的钱，你再来告诉我。
If you can find any step of the Bible that someone actually were compensated because they are healing the ministry, then I will accept it.
大家都知道以利亚的夫人。
You all know the servant of God Elijah in the Bible.
拿了将军的一袋黄金。
Elisha accepted a bag of gold from one of the generals he held.
结果麻风就长在他身上。
And a leprosy occurred on him.
所以我就跟他爸爸说。
So I told his daughter's father.
你们有听过什么叫做勿亲情义，千里送鹅毛，勿亲情义重这个典故吗？
Have you ever heard that the Chinese saying says you deliver a little feather, a travel 1,000 miles, even though it's light, but it's very meaningful.
那故事讲到说一个农夫
It talks about how a farmer
跋涉千里去看他20年没见的朋友
travel 1,000 miles to visit a friend whom he hasn't seen for 20-something
years. 他就抱着两只肥鹅去想要送给他的朋友
And when he started journey, he had two of his fat.He's under his arms, trying to give it to his friend to buy.
可是到快到他朋友家的时候
，But while he was about to reach his friend's house，
这鹅飞跑了
，And he flew away。
他抓不到那个鹅
，And he could not catch the geese，
就捡到两只鹅毛
，But he was able to find two feathers。
他就把两条鹅毛送给他朋友
，So he gave his friend those two feathers。
他朋友就非常感动。
Was so、
就你跋涉千里，虽然那个礼物是跟鹅毛一样轻，可是情意比这座山还要重。所以呢，他爸爸非常感动。
So the daughter's father heard this and he was very touched.
2004年10月
，and October 2004。
我为了一些事情到日本冈山去。
I went to Japan for business.
那在日本有很多病人是我医治的。
And I have many patients who have received my help.
他们听说我要到日本。
When they heard that I was going to Japan.
他们就全部的人就很高兴，希望我到东京去跟他们相聚。
And they invited me to meet with them in Tokyo.
所以生平第一次。
For my first time in life.
我跟这些日本的几个家庭，你们得医治的。家庭见面。
I was able to meet with these patients of mine.
他们对我是毕恭毕敬。
Oh, they showed such a great honor to me.
是我受宠若惊。
And I was really honored.
然后到了晚上，我要坐飞机从以前到冈山去。
And at night, I was leaving from that city called 以前 to another city called 冈山。
这个女孩子的话，就坚持要陪我到冈山。做我的那个翻译。
And this daughter insisted that she will go with me to be my personal translator.
因为她是专业的 translator.
Because that's her profession to be a translator.
她爸爸妈妈就送我到以前。
So her parents took me to the airport.
到以前机场的时候呢
，We went to the airport in 以前。
我也毕恭毕敬的向那个妈妈做了一个90度的鞠躬。
And I bowed to the mom 90 degrees with great respect.
因为外国人呢，从来都不这么做。
Well, because foreigners don't do that.
因为九十度的鞠躬是非常非常尊敬的一个鞠躬。
And 90-degree bow means a great respect.
所以他妈妈也很受惊吓。
And his mom was horrified.
因为我到东京来就是为了要看看全日本最伟大的妈妈是长得怎么样的。
And I thought I came to Tokyo in order to see this greatest mom in the whole Japan.
因为呢，我曾经在家里接待一个英国的弟兄。
I received this brother, Christian brother from England.
他在我家住了11个月。
He stayed in my house for over 11 months.
我们以后有机会再见证他的故事。
I will share with you the story in the future if I have a chance.
不过每天服侍他花8个小时的时间。
I spend 8 hours each day to minister to his sick.
我跟我姊妹都病倒了。
And to the point, both me and my wife were sick.
这个太太要工作12个小时。
Imagine this mother had to work for 12 hours a day.
她年纪比我大16岁。
And she was 16 years older than I was.
她不是两个要死的人。
And she was ministering 2 dying persons in her house.
她不是全日本最伟大的妈妈。
Do you think she was the greatest mom in the entire Japan?
当她先生一听到我这么讲的时候，整个人都傻掉了。
And when her husband heard my comment like that, he was really shocked.
因为他从来没有想象，在他心中最尊敬的人，竟然对他的太太有这么高的评价。
Because in his mind, he could not imagine, because he felt is someone he respects the most, actually pay such a high respect to his own wife.
第二天，他跑到他出世受洗的教会里面痛哭流泪。
And next day, he returned to the church and wept and repented.
他说：“我跟所有的日本人一样。”
He said, "I'm just like all the Japanese guys."
一生奉献公司。
Devote their time to work.
40年没有请过一天的假。
Never even take a day off for 40 years.
才迟回一个星期。
And I only delay my return for a week to work.
公司就把我开除了。
My company fired me.
我一生的 loyalty，
all my loyalty，
等于零
，was like means nothing。
可是我23年没有去慰问我自己家里的人。
For 20 some years I didn't bother to care for my family。
因为那个是儿女情长的事情。
I felt that kind of kind of useless, just emotion.
结果到最后的我什么都没有。
But look at me, I end up with nothing.
我什么都没有，我一生没有做对一件事。
It's like I haven't done anything right in my own life.
做的实在是错到极点。
I was so wrong.
我认为的对的全都是错的。
And things I regarded right just proved that I was wrong.
我认为是做了全变成是对的。
Things I regarded wrong now it proves that they were right.
我说我真的是一个完全无用的人。
I'm such a useless guy.
就在教会里面痛哭流泪。
So he repented and wept bitterly in his church.
这个忏悔书。
And this repented.
那个牧师呢就把他送到这个大学给那个叔叔查太太看。
And he wrote it down as his repentance. And the pastor sent this written document to his own wife.
查太太。太太终于明白先生是真心诚意认错。
Now finally, his wife realized he truly repented and felt sorry.
这家里面所有那些伤害。
So all the wounds and hurts.
所有的那些诅咒。
All the curses based from the anger.
所有的怨恨。
All the hatred.
所有的不平。
And all his uneven feelings.
全部在主耶稣一次全部都医治
好。One.For all, you feel that family completely.
And
a few months later, they called me again. She said, you know, my dad and mom are on the second honeymoon.
这是他们生平第一次的度蜜月。
Well, actually, that's the very first time they went on honeymoon trip.
再过几个月，她打电话。
A few months later, she called me again.
可是你一定不相信这件事。
You won't believe this, Dad.
我爸今天早上
，This morning，
受洗
，My father was baptized。
接受耶稣做他的救主
，Accept Jesus Christ as his savior。
然后他把他的家的豪宅
，And as far as our mansion，
打开来
，He opened it up。
就在我服侍的那些日本病人的家庭里面，传讲福音。
And he was preaching the gospel among all these families who have been helped by me。
你们知道。主耶稣在做工的时候
，And when Jesus works，
永远是超出人可想象。
He always does it surpasses our comprehension.
他的能力是很大。
His power is great.
大到你没有办法去想象。
Greater than what we can imagine.
这个家庭
，And this family，
很可能就是家破人亡。
Could have been broken a long time ago.
女儿自杀。
The daughter could have killed herself.
父母离婚。
Parents divorced each other.
活的人永远在痛苦之中。
Those who live will always live in suffering.
永远没有得到释放。
They can never be delivered.
因为耶稣的爱。
But because of the love of Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣的医治。
And the healing of Jesus.
全家都得救。
The whole household was saved.
全家都得医治。
The whole household was healed.
疾病得医治。
The sickness was healed.
灵魂得医治。
The souls were healed.
喜乐和平安充满他们全家。
Joy and peace filled their entire household.
你们要知道。
We have to know this.
耶稣的爱。
The love of Jesus.
的真实。
It's real.
的甜美
，so sweet，
而且是在你认为最不可能的时候
，and happens at a time you thought was most impossible。
我们主就来做最奇妙的工作
，and our Lord will do the most wonderful thing。
我们只能感谢赞美我们的主耶稣。
We can only give him thanks and praise。
这样的故事我可以讲三个月也讲不完。
And stories like this I can talk for 3 months。
结尾的时候我要奉劝各位。
So at the end, I want to advise you.
圣经里面句句话都是宝贵的。
Every word in the Bible is precious.
不可含怒到日落这句话。
Do not hold your anger till sunset.
我用过四次。
I used 4 times.
我挽回四个家庭。
And through that thing, I was able to help 4 families.
都是支离破碎。
These are the family at the point of broken.
离婚书已经写了。
A lot of them have signed a paper of divorce.
当姊妹们愿意接受这句话的医治
But when the wife was willing to accept the Lord,
愿意顺服主
the Lord God, and obey what it says.
愿意在太阳下山之前
are willing to let go of the anger
把他身上的所有的怨恨苦毒都赶出去
before the sunset
又愿意为弟兄祷告
and willing to pray for their husband
主耶稣就在他家里面做工
God was able to work in her house
行奇妙的医治的工作
and perform miraculous healing
所以四个家庭都被挽回了。
For four families were healed and recovered.
你想想看，这本圣经有多少个字啊
？Imagine how many words are in this.
这里面有多少的宝贝
？There are so many treasures.
请问你们一天花多少时间去看圣经
？But the problem is how much time do we bother?
你们花多少时间去看报纸啊
？How much time do you spend to read newspapers?
我们看多少时间去看电视啊
？To watch TV.
跳舞啊
？To dance, to play.
我们常常都是等到要上教会的时候，就勉强把这个圣经打开了。
Unfortunately, many times we don't bother to open the Bible until we're in the church.
这是要叫宝贝都在这里。
But we have to know this is the precious treasure.
里面字字都是真的。
Every word is real.
句句带着能力而来。
Every sentence has brought forth power.
九年来，我救了几千个人。
For past 9,000 years, I helped over thousands of people.
里面圣经的每一句话都被应验。
And many words in the Bible have been realized.
以后有机会。
If I have more chance in the future.
我会为你们做更多的见证。
I'll be willing to testify even more.
让你们知道神的信实。
So that you will find God is truly faithful.
让你们知道。神的能力是无边无际。
So that you may know the infinite power of the Lord.
让你们知道，当你向主耶稣求的时候，后门的必给你开门。
So you will have faith. You know when you knock, the door will be open.
求食物的绝不给你石头。
And you will ask for food. God will not give you stone.
神爱我们就像父母爱子女一样。
God has loved us just the way He loves His children.
你的宝贝孩子肚子饿。
Imagine if your child children are hungry.
他会给你会把石头给他吃吗
？Would you feed your children with stone or rock?
神爱我们。
God loves us.
远超过父母爱子女。
And His love surpasses the love we have.
这是神的爱。
That is the kind of love of God.
当你愿意向主耶稣来求告的时候
，And when you are willing to see God,
他的爱。更超越父母的爱。
You will find out His love surpasses your parents' love.
你求什么
？Whatever you ask.
他就给你什么
？He will give it.
因此，主耶稣的信实。
Because of His faithfulness.
必须你要亲身经历。
But it's something you have to experience it personally.
必须要你深深的相信。
You have to believe.
你才能感受。
Then you can feel it.
以后有机会
If I have more chance in the future
我会来跟你们分享
I would love to come and share with you
信心的功课
The lesson of faith
我会来跟你分享
And share with you
怎么念圣经
How to read the word of God
怎么从圣经的话里面来得到从神来的好处
And how to receive goodness from God's words
这是好东西不用多
And you don't need a lot of things that's good
当你们到神的晚宴来的时候
When you come to God's banquet
他的丰盛比满汉全席还要丰盛
And the riches of His glory is better than the best meal in this world
你们不要贪心
Don't be greedy
每一道菜都要吃
But enjoy every dish
结果什么都不消化
You want to eat from every dish You probably if you end up with this
只要你吃到一个好吃的
If you find something that tastes good
这个好处
That alone
叫你一生享用不尽
will take your lifetime to completely enjoy.
因此我们每次来到主耶稣的面前
So that every time when we come to the Lord
因此我们每次在读圣经的时候
When we read the word of God
我们一定要祷告
We must first pray
求主的灵降临到我们心中
To ask the Lord to send His Holy Spirit in our hearts
求你打求主打开我们的眼睛
And ask Him to open our eyes
求主给我们一个饥渴的心
Give us a hungry heart
因此当我们打开圣经的时候
So when we open up the Bible
神的话语就是活的
God's word becomes alive
就会一直刻在你的心板上
Continue to heart.
很多东西是你不明白的。
And there may be many things you don't understand yet.
你不要为这些不明白而着急。
Don't worry.
因为时候还没有到。
Because the time has not yet come.
圣灵会引导你。
Holy Spirit will guide you.
当你刚明白的时候。
When you just realize.
你智慧明白。
When it's time for you to realize, you will realize.
当你这么虔诚的祷告的时候。
When you pray with a reverent heart.
你每次都会得到很多很多的益处。
You will for sure receive.
你的灵里就会增长。
And your spiritual life will grow.
一天比一天增长。
Day after day will grow.
你跟神的关系就一天比一天亲近。
And your relationship with God will be closer.
你就会看到更多的神的奇妙。
And you will witness more and more wonders.
有一天你就会像我一样。
And one day you'll be just like me.
当你灵里被更新的时候
，When your spirit is renewed，
你再也不会去想要看报纸。
You no longer desire to read newspapers。
你也再也不要想有那个期望想要去看电影。
Or go to the movies。
你就会发现有一些你不去念圣经的时候，你满身不舒服。
Instead, you feel that something is not right if you don't
read the Bible。当这本圣经拿到你手中的时候的话
，When you hold the Bible in your hand。
你的饥渴
，You feel you have this hunger，
是无穷。
And the hunger is so big。
当你在念那圣经的时候
，And when you open up and read the word of God，
你就会发现神的话语
，Then you realize the word of God，
带着能力而来
，Are filled with power，
就在你的一生里面
，And in all the things of your life，
给你无穷的益处
，It gives you infinite benefits，
不管是在你的婚姻。
It doesn't matter if you re, spousal relationship.
不管是在你的工作
if you work.
不管是在你的事业
or your career.
你跟你的朋友之间的关系
your interpersonal relationship.
或者你在世上的所有的一切
in all things.
神都要引导你
you realize God is guiding you.
神都要把那好处留给他的子女
and God desires to give the best to his children.
可是你们要知道
But you have to know.
你要承认神给你的好处。
You have to admit that it's the benefit from God.
因此，我奉劝各位朋友们。
Therefore, this is my advice to you.
当你们要念圣经之前
，Before you read the Bible,
你要祷告。
You have to pray.
你要祷告四件事情。
Four things.
第一，你要荣耀主耶稣。
You have to pray that let me glorify you, Father.
因为主在圣经里面说
Because the Lord says
诗篇五十十四节
Psalm 50 verse 14
你们要以感谢为祭献礼
You shall offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving to God
又要向至高者还你的愿
And also remember your vow before the Lord
第二你要数算神的恩典
Secondly,When you do that, you are on account of blessings of God.
每一天在你生活所发生的小事
from every little thing in your daily life,
你就会看到神的恩典在那里超
过。You can see God's grace.
你要把这个荣耀归给主。
And give God the glory for those things.
你数算神的恩典越多
the more blessings you count,
他的祝福就越大
the more and greater blessings it becomes.
因为呢，你看我们的神是造物者。
Look, our God is the Creator God.
你说你还能献什么东西可以让讨他喜欢的？
You say, what can I offer to God and please?
黄金、钻石。
Can I give God diamond and gold?
这在神眼中是为粪土的。
And in the eyes of God, it really means nothing.
我们没有任何东西可以讨神喜悦。
There's nothing we can offer to please.
只有感谢主。
Only when we offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving,
我们的感谢
when we give thanks,
就最是讨神喜悦
and our thanksgiving is something that pleases God the most.
第三，你们要认你们的罪
Third thing is make sure we confess our sin.
因为这世上没有义人
because there's no righteous man in this world.
只有耶稣是义人
except Jesus Christ.
我们都有罪
we all have sin.
我们生活里面很多小小的事情，比方说冤枉别人啊。乱发脾气啊
We do things wrong all the time. For example, we may throw a temper or we
毁谤别人啊
We may criticize people or speak evil of people or we lie.
这日常生活天天都会发生的
That something happens every day, small things in our lives.
在神眼中不视为恶
Yet in the eyes of God, these things are evil.
我们要把这些罪在神的面前认。
Therefore, we need to confess our sin.
神就赦免了我。
So that God can forgive us.
神就会帮助我们。
And God can help us.
不再陷在罪的捆绑。
So that we are no longer trapped in the bondage of sin.
神也保守我们。
And God will keep us.
因此呢，让我们不会再犯同样的罪。
And it will deliver us from the same crime.
最后的话呢，我们就要向主求。
Lastly, we shall
大胆的求。
Boldly ask the Lord.
凭信心去求。
And ask by faith.
不管你求什么。
It doesn't matter what we ask.
你就会看到神做奇妙的工作。
You shall see God will work wonders.
他不是一天就被成就。
Last time he doesn't answer our request in one day.
因为神有神的时候。
Because God has His timing.
神要按他的时间
He will do it according to his time
来成就美事
to accomplish what's good
因此的话呢你要耐心等候
Therefore we have to be patient
不要因为说你今天祷告神没有成就你就埋怨神
Don't complain because you just prayed today and God did not do anything
你要愿意相信你的祷告
But have faith in our prayer
他不但要成就
Not only he will do it
他要给你的
What he desires to give to us.
绝对超过你所想要的。
Absolutely, it surpasses what we want.
就像刚圣经里面所说的。
Just like the Bible says.
神给你的。
What God has given to us.
永远是治好的。
It's always what's best.
眼睛没有看过。
It's something the eyes have never seen.
耳朵没有听过。
Ears have never heard.
你做梦也没有梦到。
And something you can't even dream about.
神爱我们。
God loves us.
他要给我们东西。
The things he wants to give to us
永远是超过我们所想要
always surpass what we ask for
当你们这样祷告的时候
when we pray like that
你的灵里就会成长
we will grow spiritually
你的信心就会加添
and our faith will increase
你跟神的关系就一天比一天亲密
and our relationship with God will become closer
有一天你也会像我一样
and one day you'll be like me
你会每一分每一秒
and you will regard every secondEvery minute,
你都离不开我们的主耶稣。
That we cannot live without Jesus Christ.
因为当你想到神的甜美的时候
，Whenever you thought about the sweetness of God,
这世界再也不能吸引你。
The whole world does not have any attraction.
你所要的就是耶稣的自己。
All you want is nothing but Jesus Himself.
感谢赞美我们的主。
Thank you and praise the Lord.
今天如果你们有任何人
，If anyone among us here this morning
还没有得到主耶稣。
Not yet received Jesus.
还没有相信主耶稣。
Or has not yet believed in Jesus.
你们应该来接受主耶稣。
Come and accept Jesus.
因为他的好处不在他之外。
Because there is no true benefit outside of Jesus.
当你尝到他的甜美的时候。
And when you taste of his sweetness.
你再也不会留恋这个世界。
And you no longer love this world.
我感谢赞美我们
的主。
我们把荣耀归给我们的主。
And we give God all the glory.
感谢赞美。
Thank you, Jesus.